Now, so this, I'm dedicating this. So Eliza Deitch, my niece, I said that five times already. Eliza Deitch, my niece. No, but she gets the credit for this. She's a very hush of a girl. She works on herself like crazy. And she's been by our house for a while, Baruch Hashem. And she looked American. And as I was saying, for those in America, it doesn't mean better. It doesn't mean worse. Everyone looks exactly the way they're supposed to look. Like Mayor asked me. Right? And he almost trapped me. Shleim, he almost trapped me. Mary says, what's the holiest day of the year? Is this holier than that holier? And I think the answer is, I'll look into it, Mayor, because Mayor has good questions. I think the answer is today. That's the holiest. Wherever you are right now, that's the holiest day. What's the holiest moment in your life? Is right now. This is the holiest moment in your life. When you'll get married, that'll be your holiest. Yeah, Mirat Hashem. But right now, that is the holiest moment. What does it have to do with anything? Because it's, so I'm going to Europe. Here we go. So she looked American. So I said, you could be an Eretz Yisrael, right? As the Baal Shem Tov said, Baal Shem Tov says, second quote from the Baal Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov says, you are wherever your thoughts are. Many people say that, but that's where I heard it first. Where you are, you could be in Yerushalayim and your thoughts, especially nowadays, where a person can have craziness. So you could be mamish in Yerushalayim. You could be by the Kaisel, by the Kotel. You could be in the old city and you're in the darkest place in the world. And you could be in the darkest place in the world. You could be the darkest place in the world. You could be in a bar. You could be in the lowest of the low. And you could cry out to Hashem and say, Hashem, I'm in so much pain. And you could be so connected to Hashem. So it's not where you are. It's who you are and where you're headed. It's not where you are. You could be in yeshiva. Now, okay, Baruch Hashem. It's beautiful to be in a yeshiva. We have Mismoli, Avramel, me, right? From my right. Right? I have Yosef HaTzadik, Tzadikim. Everybody here, we're in a base measures. There's no question that the makom brings holiness. There's no question that there is a place that is not holy. But the greatest makom is Mekayim HaShel Olam, is within yourself. And where am I headed? So I always say, so I told my niece, I said, you're heading, your flight, your head's already in America. Your head's, I think they say one of the tzaddikim, I heard the thing that when he flies a plane, when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he sits in the back. And when he arrives.
What's so funny?
And when he arrives, he sits in the front, right? In the front. Because when he leaves, he wants to leave Eretz Yisrael last. And when he comes, he wants to come in first. Ready? Ready for this? Listen to this. Wait. But again, no. What do you mean? Oh, it lands. Okay, good, Kasha. So maybe both times he's on the back. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe it's the opposite. But what's the point? Good question. What's the point? The point is like this. When you can be somewhere, you could be in America, and you could be here. It doesn't matter where you are. Obviously, like I said, Eretz Yisrael, yeshiva, a moshav, kedusha, it definitely protects. There's no question about it. But what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. The pshat is when we were in Hungary, when you pass that security, especially I get nervous. I have my stuff that I get nervous. Hungary, Poland, all the stuff. Waiting online, what are they going to, that's the last place you want to be stuck, right? At least for me. So what's the shot? You go through, and we're still in Hungary. We're in Budapest. But what? We're going to Eretz Yisrael. So you're like closer to Eretz Yisrael. You could be in Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about this at Rebbe.
Yeah.
You could be in Eretz Yisrael, and you're taking off, heading to Poland, heading to there. Your mom is in Eretz Yisrael, but you're closer over there. You could have two married people. They're married, Mayor. They're married. But what? They don't work on themselves. They're not trying to get closer. Chas v'shalom, there's probably no Jewish couple like that in the world. But maybe a goyish couple. That's not Lashon Hara. Probably could be a goyish couple that maybe they're not trying to get together. But even goyim, we don't talk bad about. You're allowed to talk bad about goyim, but we don't talk bad about anybody. But you could have a couple that they're not really... Maybe they made a movie about it. About a couple that they weren't trying to get close to each other. But every right? So what are they? They're not close. And then you could have someone who you never met before, or you went out on a date for the first time, and I want to get to know you. So who's closer? And they say that's the pshat tshuva. That's the pshat tshuva. What is tshuva? Tshuva is not where you are. Right? That's the famous question. Aviel said this over a few times. That's the famous kasha. Why do you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Va'ed? And you're like burping up your Erev Yom Kippur. You're saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Va'ed. You're in Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, and you're still burping up what you ate Sudam Afsekes, right? You're still, your stomach is full, and you're screaming Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay Le'olam Va'ed. And then Matzei Yom Kippur, as you spend 25 hours, especially in this yeshiva, every place, and you're the holiest of the holy, and there you say Baruch Shem. So I say, what's the pshat? What do you mean? You just spent 25 hours. So it says, because one, you're heading into Yom Kippur. The other one is you're leaving Yom Kippur. It's not where you are. It's where you're heading. No pun intended. No pun intended. Where's my head? Does my head want to get closer to Hashem? Does my head want to get closer to my mother and my father? And if there's one thing I could talk about everybody, to everybody, to everybody, to everybody, to everybody, about your siblings and your parents, and I said this yesterday. We can get closer to our mother. We can get closer to our father. We can get closer to our brothers, to our sisters. We can all get closer. It might not happen like that. It might not happen like that. And nobody should know from this. Even if I told this to someone, I myself have gone through this. Even someone, you guys should know from this. Even if someone lost a parent or someone they lost in their family, chas v'shalom, it doesn't mean you can't get close to them. You could always get closer to somebody. You could always get closer to the Torah. Ready? Here's the pshat. Here's the pshat. Here's the pshat. Yehuda, you're in the airport. You're a tzaddik. Here's the pshat. The pshat's like this. First of all, I know Sruli, I don't know where Sruli is, but I just want to say, Ani. Oh, Sruli's there?
Yeah.
Ani avdecha. See, Sruli, I didn't even see you. I just want to say, so you have your mishpachas over here. You have not just your uncle. Your uncle's always here. But what's the pshat? You have the Ani Avdecha. It says, David HaMelech says, Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha. I've said this over many times about your mother. This is for your mother, Sruli. That why does David HaMelech say, Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha? You've heard this from me. Phil has heard this. Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha. What does that mean? What does that mean, Ani Avdecha? I'm the servant, the son of a maid son, my mother. Why the mother? His father was who? Yishai. The Gemara says that Yishai was never chayta. So what are you saying? Ani avdecha ben amasecha. Because what's the pshat? Chachmas nashim bansa besa. Your father could be a certain a thing. Your mother, David HaMelech is showing, is giving, is saying the mother, my mommy. So I just want to say that your son Sruli, what's your full name? Yisrael? Yisrael Shalom, how come I didn't know that? See, something that takes your mother to come for me to say that. Yisrael Shalom Simcha. It's a beautiful name. So just so you should know, your son is a person who works on himself. Your son is a person who obviously we know it's in the genes. He's got, especially I just heard recently about the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe. And the Jesmer is, okay, it's not for now. So Sruli, you have even bigger. We were talking a little bit. I don't want to get into that. That's a whole conversation we can have by itself. But just so you should know, Sruli, from the moment that I met him outside, don't think I forgot, we sat outside when you were 16 years old, Sruli?
Yeah.
And I know Rabbi Hochberg, I know you very well also, very, very chashuv person who helps a lot of people. So you're surrounded, truly surrounded from beautiful people, amazing people. And I just want to say that truly represents what this yeshiva is about, which is Judaism. This yeshiva is about Judaism. He works on himself. He listens. He asks questions. He's very close with Mayor Younger. That's a special thing. But I just want to give you nachas. Mixas shvachai b'fanav. Truly, we're going to all give truly. We love you. The Zoom, you can't hear them, but I see the little clappers go up. So thank you. Who's that behind you, Yehuda? Who's that behind you? Is that Banjo? What's that guy's name? Banjo, who just scored 83. See, I'm holding. Even there, so 83. You're impressed. I'm holding. You're impressed. I'm holding. I'm holding 83 points, guys. Yehuda, were you at the game? Avram's there. Avram Schmuckler is there. Avram's here. Yehuda, you're in Israel. You're right here. You're right next door.
Toots is in the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Toots is trying to get on a flight.
It doesn't matter where you are. I'm sitting in front of Usher, guys. Usher Weinberg. Show, who's that over here? Who's that down here? I can't see everybody. Yitzi. Kanai Naro. Who's that? Zalman Fingerman. Johnny, it was great to see you. Nisanel, beautiful. You show us the airport. But so what's the bottom line for us? Let me just learn a piece with everybody here.
Reb Zev's
a tzaddik. Reb Zev. Hold up. I just want to read one piece. I want to read something. Ready? Listen to this. This is what it's about. This is what it is about. It's brought down from the Medrash Shmuel on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So surely should continue to give your parents and your entire family nachas and continue doing incredible things. Amen. Kinyan Torah in Pirkei Avos, the last parak. It says one of the ways of to be koina Torah, it's incredible, is makir smakoymai. What does that mean? Good, very good. Meir Machavan. Nowhere, pashup shah, makir smakoymai. We'll look at the mafarshim what they say. Makir smakoymai. You gotta know your dalat amos. Stay in your lane. Mind your own business, we'll say. Mind your own business. The big tzaddikim, they mind their own business. There's enough to do over here. Everybody's worried about everybody else. No one's worried about everybody else. But in theory, someone might be worried about somebody else. The pshat is, worry about yourself. Listen to this. Zakti Medrash Shmuel, he says, Lahakir ki makoymai is oylam haba, not oylam hazah. That's makiris makoymai. You want to be an Erlich Hayid? You want to beat your Taivis? You want to be a Talmud Chacham? You want to be connected to Hashem? You have to remember what life is about. You have to recognize that what's it really all about? It's really Makir Es Mekoymai, to know the true place. And he says, and the true place is Olam Haba and not Olam Hazeh. And he says that a person has to recognize that in this world, you're a ger. You're a convert. You're a stranger. Listen to what he says. Ba'amalek, it says, Asher karcho baderech. Asher karcho baderech. Amalek. He says, the Kavana, one of the tzaddikim says, that the pshat from the Mesil Sisharim, that we know, that what? That a person has to remember that this world is just a derech. This world is not where it's at. We're here to get mitzvahs, as I've said many times. Mace, here, Mayor, keep this one. Mace stands for the letters. Mace, yeah, you guys know what I'm going to say. Mace stands for what? Either mitzvahs and Torah, because when you're dead, it's either mitzvahs and Torah you got, or you have mammon and taiva. Both are the letters mem and tav. What was your life about? Was your life chasing the money? Your life was... And I have a whole connection with that, with the Goyin from Evan Shlema. I made that up, Baruch Shem, Evan Shlema. It's a Vilna, it's the Goyin, because it says, what am I running after? Am I running after my Taivis in Olam Hazeh? And one of the ways not to run after your Taivis, one of the ways to learn Torah, one of the ways for a person to have better relationships with his parents, with your siblings, is to realize that I'm makir my makom. Where is my true makom? My true makom is not in this world. This world is just a corridor. This world is just a way. You might have to mute it. Hu be'emsa. So he says like this. That's the pshat asher karcha baderech. Now what did Amalek do? We just lost everybody.
No, it was on his phone. It's on his phone.
Oh, it was on your phone. What does Amalek do? Amalek is karcha baderech. They chill you out in this concept of derech. They say, no, it's all about this world. It's all about where you are. It's all about here. No, be a stranger. Be a stranger. And the more a person is a stranger, kiger yezaracha, the more a person's a stranger and he's not so comfortable, right? What does a person feel when he's uncomfortable? You feel uncomfortable when you're uncomfortable. And what do? Suddenly when you're uncomfortable, I had this when we were flying. So crazy, I had this when we were flying. I had this when we were flying out. We were flying into Europe, and I have tons of nerves. I'm not going to use the word anxiety. Tons, because it's way too broad. I have tons of things going on. And I opened up the time. I was sitting next to Avram, my son, and he had the Orchis Yosher, and I was reading about Pachad, about that's people, right? People are scared to leave their homes. They're scared. People have real fears. There's real, real fears that we all have. It's very normal to have fears and fears and fears. And I was on the plane with the Olam, and I'm sitting and saying, and what did I do? Because of that fear, I looked out, and you see the clouds. I saw the clouds. I saw the airplane. We're going to the Tzaddikim. I'm with Hashem. I'm learning Torah. And I'm not joking. It was a present from Hashem. You get calm. The tzaddikim are able to, they're always calm. Why are they always calm? Because they're makiris makoimai. They realize that it's not about this world. This world is not where it's at. He says, kamo mi, the Chavetz Chaim says, the famous thing with the Chavetz Chaim. You guys know, someone once asked him, how come you don't have furniture? Where's all your furniture? Where are all your pictures? Where's your couch? Where's all the furniture? You know what he said? He says, when you go to a hotel, do you bring a couch? When you go to a hotel and you're staying for a couple days, you set up shop? You don't set up shop. Right, what's that, the Gemara? The Gemara says, I forgot where the Gemara is. The Gemara is maybe Bav Basra. I think the Gemara in Bav Basra. Yesterday I had trouble with the Gemara in Kedusha. Right? Daf Memtes. Now we remember Daf Memtes. Memtes Shari Tuma. Right? I knew it was in the Mems. We'll have to find the Gemara in Bav Basra. The Gemara in Bav Basra says one of the stories. There's a whole list of the stories. I think it's either in the first paragraph, second paragraph. I don't remember where it is. I could find it. Not yet. Don't. But what's the story? The story is they were cooking and baking and having a barbecue on an island. But it wasn't an island. It was a fish. And they're barbecuing. And suddenly what happened? They woke up the fish. And they realized that they weren't on an island. That's gullus. Gullus is the pshat. Is that crazy? Should I say it again? They were chilling out. They're sitting there. They're baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet. And we love America. God bless America. And I mean that. Not just because of now. Baruch Hashem, there's a Medina. There was never a country like America. At the same time, I don't like talking like this. Gullus, it's repetitive. It's Mitzrayim. It's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over. We don't belong here. We belong in Olam Haba.
Preach.
We belong in Eretz Yisrael. We belong in Torah. We belong in Ruchnius. And when you get comfortable, very good. When you get comfortable and you think that we're here to stay, it wakes up the giant. So the Gemara says, and I think the Mashal, the Marsha, or the Mefarshim say that's the Mashal, right? Rafael, you probably know the Gemara, right? There's the Mashal is, I think, that the Marsha, I think, says that it's a Mashal to Gullus. When you get too comfortable and you start cooking and you have the barbecue, then you realize it's not a real island. It's not an island. It's a fish.
It was like the body of a fish.
It was a fish that they're all on. They set up shop there. Sorry that I'm not being clear. I'll have to look it up. Yeah, did they say it? Could be. Yeah. Well, I'll look it up. I'll get back to you. Okay, we got to daven Mariv. We should be Zoicha. We didn't do Hilchos Reb Zev. We got to do Hilchos Lashon Hara. Pesach. We're getting ready for Pesach.
We don't got to daven Mariv yet.
What?
We don't got to daven Mariv yet. I think that's something.
Rabbi, you didn't finish the story about the Chavetz Chaim.
Oh, so the Chavetz Chaim said that. Thank you, Shlomo. Can you give me a purity of speech, please? So the Chavetz Chaim said, I'm going to go to a hotel and I'm going to bring my furniture to a hotel? So he says, I'm living in this world. We're living in this world. As I said this to many times, I don't mean to be that guy, but I'm just trying to say things that are true. You think you're young. Maybe you're actually old. Because if a person dies at 50 and you're 20 now, then you only got 30 years. And if a guy's 50 now and he's going to live till 90, then you're older than the guy. So you don't know how long a person... Yeah, you ever think about that one? You're a thinker. See, that's a good thing to think about. Mayor, think about that one. All these people who are big thinkers, and I mean that positive. Think about that one. Oh, I'm so young, I got all the time in the world. How do you don't know how much time you got in the world? Hopefully. Shivim Shana. Vurasham. I give everybody here a bracha. Altiyah Berchas Hedjikal Benecha. Everybody here should live a long, long, beautiful life. Amen. No, nobody. But what's the pshad? You have no idea. So the Chavetz Chaim said. What did the Chavetz Chaim say? Chavetz Chaim said. So what are you setting up shop over here? I'm just baderech. And what is Amalek? Amalek's a karcha, asher karcha baderech. What is asher karcha baderech? He makes the derech. He makes you not realize that you're on the road. He makes you think that you're here permanently. It's one of the pshatim. Oh, I love saying over this pshat because I thought of this pshat probably 30 years ago, maybe less than 30 years ago, but a long time ago, when in Mesilat Sharm it says that first let me ask the kasha. Why does everybody love the beach? Why does everybody love the water? And many of you have heard this pshat from me, but it's good to chazer it over many, many times. Why does everybody love the water? Ah, it's peaceful. Who said that? You said that? So peaceful. Why is it peaceful? No, it's truly, why is it peaceful? What's the lumber? So why is it peaceful? So this is the pshat I said. Because there's nothing happening. So this is the pshat that I said. And I think it's MS. Mesilat Yesharim says, just stay with me. Mayor, stay with me. It's peaceful. It's calming for most people. It's calming for most. There are always exceptions to the rule. It's for most people, Mayor. For most people, it's calm. So this is the pshat that I want to say. I think it might be MS. Mesilat Yesharim says, Olam Haba is Doima Layam. Olam Hazeh is Doimali Abasha. What does that mean? It means that this world is dry land. There are many pshatim why the sea is called Olam Haba. Pasha pshatim, we don't know what's going on there. Yeah, Toira, we don't know what's going on there. Whatever you want to say. So I want to say like this. Why do people have peace when they sit by the sea? Because authentic, sustainable. See, Yehuda, I don't have to wait for the Purim spiel to say it. From Shuli. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality, not one's escape from reality. What does that mean? When you sit by the beach and by the water, you realize your soul knows that it's all, this is not where it's at. All your tzaras, all your problems, all your challenges, all your stuff, it's all alufenu misubalim. I could be soivel if you have. If a person has help, Rebbe, you can't just wait. You have to unmute, Rebbe. You can't, Rebbe. Rabbi Weisbord. Rebbe is on the Zoom. Rebbe has to say, Rebbe, Shalom. I'm standing up on Zoom. Rebbe, you hear the? That's my Rebbe. Rebbe, you know you got on a picture. Someone made a picture. Not that I don't mean it like that. Someone made a picture. For me, did Rabbi hear? Ruben Yoni, you told him? Momo, you told him?
He told me, it's amazing.
You're amazing.
It's called Sidish Dynasty.
It is. The altar. Rabbi, thank you. Rabbi Weisberg's on. Rabbi is one of my Rebbeim. It's a schluss to have Rabbi here. Thank you. Rabbi, so what I was saying was, the pshat, it could be it's true that Olam, the reason people are relaxed by the beach and by water is because water, the Olam Haba is Doima Layam. So we know that the emes is, we know deep down my soul knows that this is all sitting in traffic. We know the fact that I can't get a ticket to America. We know the fact that I have trouble with this. We know that I have trouble with this sibling or this parent or this child or this situation or this thing. When a person realizes that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all alufenu, it's all from Hashem, then you can handle it. Amalek, it's Ezeu Chacham, it's Amakiris Mekoimai. Who's the, you gotta mute it. Who's the Chacham? The Chacham is someone who's Makir, that it's all about Olam Haba. I'm here for a bigger purpose. I'm here in this moment. And it comes back to what I was saying in the beginning, Mayor. What's the holiest moment? The holiest moment is right now. You know why? Because the right now is the holiest moment. Right now you'll never, ever, ever have ever again. You'll never, ever have. Yes. Yes. You know why? Because you could do tshuva. And that avera becomes a mitzvah. Hashem should help us quickly. Get on the chat, Avram and Nisanel. I don't do a plug that many times, but Avram and Nisanel are here right now. Chat, over 800 people for the Lashon Hara. Nisanel's there. And Shalom, Shalom's here. You have to be careful. You have to be careful when you talk about a Talmud Chacham, because you could degrade the Talmud Chacham and degrade his psak. Let's light up today. Let's light up tomorrow with today, and keep on, everyone. Let's get closer to our parents. Let's get closer to our family. Let's get closer to Hashem. It's all the same. It's the same. Get closer to your brothers, to your sisters. You could daven. If there's someone in your life who you think hates you or you don't like, if there's someone in your life who gives you problems, daven. Daven in your heart. Say, Hashem, I want love to enter my heart, to enter her heart, to enter his heart. No matter who it is, you could daven. You think you're going to fix your relationship? It is good to have a therapist, and it's good to have marriage counseling. It's good to have family counseling. The greatest therapist and the greatest marriage counselor and the greatest one who brings us all together is none other than
yourself.
Hashem. 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 Which is the Torah? Hashem. Hashem. Ask Hashem, help me with my relationship with my mother. Help me with my relationship with my father. Help me with my relationship with my children. Help me with my relationship with my siblings. And don't stop asking. It'll happen. It'll happen. It'll happen. Love you all. Light up tomorrow with today.